Welcome, everyone, to ASBSD's On the Agenda podcast. My name is Heath Larson, Executive Director at Associated School Boards. And joining me again this week is Tyler Pickner, Director of Communications at ASBSD. Thanks for joining, Tyler.
Thanks for having me, Heath. We got no sun in the in Pierre today because the legislators have left town.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, we have 4 days left in the 101st legislative session this year. So we're winding down with 1 week left and then veto day there at the end of March. So I'll just want to give a brief update here on how things are looking for state aid for our K-12 schools. We don't have an official update or proposal on the possibility of a 1% or greater increase in state aid. I will say that conversations I've had have revolved around potentially a 1.4 increase is being discussed as well. That will certainly be something we'll watch for. Nothing official, but 1.4 is being discussed and hopefully certainly going to even strive up for a little more and potentially get to 1.5. House Bill 1051, just for everyone's information, is the state aid bill, and that would likely be the legislation utilized for any increase. It's currently at 0%. In House Bill 1051, which we're opposed to, strictly because it had the 0% recommendation in it. If that changes, then we will certainly go to a support on that, and that will have to be acted upon this week by Joint Committee on Appropriations. Let's talk a little bit about property taxes now, Tyler. It's been a big discussion in this session. If you could just maybe talk a little bit about Senate Bill 245 that just came about here just recently.
Absolutely. You know, good to see some movement on state aid, but we've seen some major movement on property tax plans this session. And Senate Bill 245 was one of them. That was a vehicle bill. You'll remember we've told you throughout session, keep an eye on those vehicle bills. This is one of them. It was Hog House on Monday and then passed on Wednesday by House State Affairs. This one creates a property tax reduction fund that is going to be used to replace property tax dollars for school district general fund levies for the owner-occupied classification. That in turn, with what they call the buy down of the levies in the owner occupied classification, is most likely going to result in schools being more reliant on the state to provide state aid to backfill what's lost in local effort for school funding. So we're, you know, it's a little trepidatious for us. We don't, you know, have to like always having to be completely reliant on the state to provide those increases when we've had our, you know, our guaranteed local dollars. The other thing that we're looking at with that is we're not certain how this is going to work with school district opt-outs, because opt-outs are, you know, used to fund the general fund costs that school districts need on top of what they receive with local effort and state aid. And so we're not sure how that replacement is going to work. So at the moment, we're monitoring the bill with the notion that that could change in the future, depending on when we get more information. As you know, I said, this has just come up. This plan was just introduced on Monday. And so now we're here. The bill is headed to the Senate, the House floor on Monday and will be voted on there. Well, if passed, it has to go back to the Senate then for concurrence in amendments, because as you know, the Senate passed it as a vehicle bill and now it's completely different. So if passed on the House floor on Monday, it'll head back to the Senate and the debate will go from there.
So we're really closely monitoring 245. As you said, you know, it just recently came about. We have a close eye on that, and that could certainly become an opposition bill for us, depending on how things kind of shake out with that information and as we learn and gain more information about Senate Bill 245. But to your point, we'll be heard on the House floor on Monday, so we'll be keeping a close eye on that and working Senate Bill 245 as well and monitoring that. Moving on to House Bill 1241, this was kind of at the end of the day, a bill that ended up being two previous bills this session that were killed in during this session. They were defeated. It was Senate Bills 183 and 223. They, in Senate taxation last week, they did a quick kind of changeover to those two bills. They formed them into House Bill 1241. And in a nutshell, what that requires is for our school districts to post notice before even deciding on an opt-out ahead of time and to hold public hearings on it. And changes would be the required number of petition signatures for an opt-out, which would be 5% of the district's registered voters, or 2,000 signatures, whichever is less. Like I said, the bill was hog-housed on Wednesday in Senate tax. Just want to make a note of that. From a transparency perspective, there was no posting on the agenda with that information for in Senate tax that day, nor was there any allowed public testimony in Senate tax on House Bill 1241 that day. So, in an effort of, we're always talking about striving for transparency, this was a scenario that didn't happen quite that way, with no posting on the agenda or not allowing any public testimony. So, that is on the Senate floor on Monday, and ASBSD opposes House Bill 1241.
Another property tax bill that saw a little bit of change is House Bill 1253. This will cap the assessed value methodology for certain property tax classifications, excuse me. That cap is set right now as 5% or the fair market value from the previous year. This is another bill that's again going to, with that cap on the valuation through the assessment process, it's going to make schools more reliant on the state to provide state aid because it's going to limit what you're going to be able to collect in your local effort. There's also it's potentially got some budgetary problems for school districts too, because there's going to be some uncertainty on it, because the bill also includes a reassessment of the property every 5 years. So you could see some pretty significant valuation jumps every 5 years, which is then going to make it difficult for schools to predict, what we're going to need or what we're going to get in our local effort, because our valuations are going to change in those areas. So ASBSD is opposed to this bill. This one is also headed to the Senate floor on Monday. If passed, it's going to have to head back to the House because it's seen an amend it's seen a couple amendments. So we'll go from there on what it does on Monday in the Senate and if it heads over to the House.
Yeah, at the end of the day, 1253 creates just a significant shift. And then, like you mentioned, that 5 years, boy, there could be really be some a cliff there from a standpoint of that reassessment scenario. So that could be a real concern. Let's talk about another opt-out bill or opt-out related election bill. So House Bill 1323, that is a focus that would currently expand the petition deadlines to 30 days for all school board decisions that can be referred for a vote. So primarily over the years, or this legislative session this year, it's been a lot of talk about opt-outs in particular. But this, it was in Senate State Affairs in a committee hearing on Wednesday. It was suggested in that committee that there be an amendment to 1323. So the amendment went to 30 days. However, there could be an amendment coming to expand those to 40 days. Some other potential changes as well were kind of mentioned. So at the end of the day, that'll be on the Senate floor on Monday, and ASBSD is opposed to House Bill 1323 as well, and we want to work to defeat the bill.
And that's another one too, Heath, where if passed on the Senate floor, it's going to have to go back to the House for review. So, we're seeing a lot of these where we're not going to, next week is going to be a busy 4 days, because nothing's going to be final until that gavel hits at the end.
It's never done till the final gavel drops. And here's a few other updates on a couple other bills. We have 12 of 108 pieces of legislation still alive this session. We have one support, we have three opposed, and then we have eight monitors currently. I mentioned 1051 previously, the state aid bill, which doesn't contain an increase in funding, so we're opposed to that at this point. We will amend that if so, and ASBSD will support 1051, and you'll see a switch over on 1051 with a state aid increase if that does come to fruition. A couple others, Senate Bill 106, that is an increase in funding for the Extraordinary Cost Fund for Special Education. That is currently at $4 million. That bill changed to increase that to $5 million. The index factor was removed as part of that. So it is on the House floor, and if passed, would return to the Senate for concurrence just based on the amendment scenario on the House side. ASBSD does support Senate Bill 106. Also, in additional information, House Bill 1313 is the Education and Prenatal and Human Development for school districts. That would require the South Dakota Board of Ed standards. They would have to implement this in their health standards, dictate curriculum to local school districts. It did pass the Senate, has gone all the way through the process, and it is on the governor's desk. We did oppose the bill throughout the process, just strictly from the scenario that the Board of Ed standards determines the standards in the revision process, and then local school districts determine their curriculum. A big talker the other day on Thursday was Senate Bill 198. That was the proposed bell-to-bell cell phone ban for school districts. This infringed on local control, who are handling these situations very well. And most all school districts have a policy. We have a policy here for any schools that would be interested in reviewing them. But at the end of the day, it was killed 28 to 39 vote on the Senate floor. Again, it was about an hour or so of debate. Good discussion, good debate. We did oppose the bill. We would anticipate the bill being introduced in some form, likely again next session. But for this year, the cell phone requirement, the cell phone ban, was defeated, and local school districts still have the control without a state mandate in place on cell phones and portable devices. And I have two left to talk about just real briefly. Senate Bill 190, that would have extensively circumvented a board's local control when it comes to parents and with requesting of what is of their school district, as well as dictating board policy, certainly would open the door for frivolous lawsuits. We did oppose the bill and it did fail on the House floor, and want to thank all of our land members for their support there as well in helping get Senate Bill 190 defeated. And then last but not least, Senate Bill 223, which was the opt-out election focus bill that expanded the number of days petition to 40, lowered the signature threshold down as well. It was a bill that basically was a one-size-fits-all policy for all school districts. That did fail on the House floor, but as I said, that concept kind of behind 223 came back through in House Bill 1241, which is now back alive. We opposed 223. We're also, as I said, when that died, now it's 1241 with 223 and 183 formed together. We oppose that bill as well. So, with that said, I think that about covers it for this week's legislative update on our podcast on the agenda. Tyler, I want to thank you for joining me today. Anything to leave our listeners with today?
Hey, 223 is a great example. 223 and 1241, great examples of why nothing's dead until the final day hits.
Yep,
But thank you for having
absolutely.
me, Heath. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for joining, and thanks everybody for joining us and hang with us here through this legislative session, and we appreciate your support. Thank you all.